your diminished intellectual abilities? Introducing the Capital Dumb Rewards Card, the only credit card that offers cash on purchases idiots make. Timeshares, black market fireworks, those things you put in the holes of Crocs, a hot dog from 7-Eleven, Nickelback albums, tickets to Madam Web, Thin Mints, super hot hot sauce to impress your friends, anything from the TikTok shop. The Capital Dumb Rewards Card. What's in your head?
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
With a twin spin. And then our regular show.
Can you hear me calling out your name? You know that I'm in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Thank you, butter!
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Secretary of State Blinken says the gaps are narrowing in indirect negotiations between Israel and Hamas over another ceasefire and hostage release. Blinken is now on his sixth visit to the region since the start of the Israel-Hamas war. He's in Egypt today before traveling to Israel tomorrow. A search continues in Idaho for a white supremacist prison inmate and an accomplice after the accomplice fired at police officers outside a Boise hospital. Shohei Ohtani's interpreter and close friend has been fired by the Los Angeles Dodgers, this following allegations of illegal gambling and theft from the Japanese baseball star. Wow. The interpreter was let go from the team following reports from the LA Times and ESPN about his alleged ties to an illegal bookmaker and massive theft. This is SRN News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. And maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save many families up to $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. See what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
This has baffled me for a long time. By the way, good morning, everybody. I have never really understood, other than the maybe because it sets itself up for betting, you know, the brackets and all that, why people get so crazy over schools they, in some cases, never heard of.
That's right.
And never attended.
Mm-hmm.
And
where's St. Mary's? I don't know.
Yeah, well, even check in later to see if you're, how your bracket's doing. I get that, but geez, I just don't understand March Madness. Interesting situation. Major League Baseball opened its season in Japan. You heard the story at the top of the hour news that Shohei Ohtani's interpreter was picking his pocket for almost $5 million so he could wager illegally. No problem with gambling in sports, right? Commissioner Manfred, you idiot, you. Anyway, they're playing. They've opened the season in South Korea. The Dodgers won the first game yesterday. They're losing this game, but here's the interesting story. Remember over the winter, the Dodgers gave a Japanese star named Yamamoto, I think it is. Let me get this guy's name right. Yeah, Yamamoto. I don't know if he's a descendant of the Admiral or not, but they gave him $300 million, a little more than $300 million to sign him.
Yeah.
It's his first game. He blows it in the first inning, gives up four hits and five runs.
Oh, I saw that, yeah, early this morning, yeah.
So how do you feel if you're running the Dodgers and your $300 million guy goes out there and throws a turd? That has got to feel bad. I'm sorry, just no way around. Look at our shiny new pitcher, and he sucks. I mean, really sucks the first time out.
Oh, you should have seen that first inning.
I didn't even know the game was on. I have no idea what the time difference is between here and there, but it's got to be tough. And I understand they want to spread the interest in baseball around the world, but who gives a crap about South Korea? I mean, it's a nice country. And they make some pretty good television shows, but starting the baseball season there, I don't know. Anyway, it's 6:13. Let's find out about the forecast through the weekend.
Weather is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
I'm Johnny Adams, your Alabama personal injury attorney with the Johnny Adams Law Firm. Stay weather alert all day long with the Rich Thomas Weather Network.
And we had Johnny in the studio yesterday.
Nice guy.
Yeah, really nice guy. Our forecast for today, well, we're running about 10 degrees warmer this morning than we were yesterday morning. Comfortable day today. Yesterday we had a high of 73. Today I've got us around 76. We'll say limited sunshine. There'll be a lot of that high cloudiness with the sun refracting through it. I think we're dry through the evening hours tonight, so if you have evening plans, no problem. Risk of scattered showers developing in the overnight hours, but it would be in the wee hours of the morning, low 55. Showers and thunderstorms tomorrow and tomorrow night, most numerous beginning in the afternoon and continuing into Friday night, with a high tomorrow of 64. And then a small risk of a leftover shower early in the day on Saturday, mostly in the morning. But I think we'll see an improvement Saturday afternoon with a high in the upper 60s to around 70. Low 70s on Sunday. Dry Monday, but the risk of more showers and thunderstorms beginning Monday night into Tuesday. Right now this morning, clear skies, calm winds. It's 45. At 6:14.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.75% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
Good morning, beautiful.
Guess what today is?
Flowers for me.
Are the flowers blooming?
Flowers blooming.
Flowers are blooming. The sun's shining.
A vase. Freshly cut flowers.
Oh, who sent me flowers?
You must love flowers.
Can you guess what it is?
It's National Flower Day.
Did you know?
I love flowers.
I love flowers.
Bring me flowers.
It's showtime.
National Flowers Day. I don't have any flowers to offer, but this is a true story. In fact, I should take a picture of it. You have a wooden bench on the back patio.
Yeah.
It's got a mushroom growing out of it.
Yeah, you were telling me about that yesterday.
I have no idea what kind of mushroom.
It's been so wet here last few weeks.
It's an older bench, too, so it's probably got moisture-absorbing capabilities. I think that's how mushrooms grow. Am I right about that?
No.
Well, then tell me how they do happen. We're only moments away from welcoming Jay to the show. He's playing with his cord.
We can tutor right now if you want.
That's all right. Now, let me talk about Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings for a moment. It's been way too long a secret almost here in town because it's not a national chain, which is a big advantage to you as a consumer. It is a huge warehouse, 60,000 square feet. They could sell Learjets in that place, but it's stocked with all types and styles of furniture. So if you're furniture shopping, include them. You'd be crazy not to, especially when they're offering 50% off the top ticket price on everything in the house. You'd be crazy not to because you have two people there who have great furniture expertise with Stella and now Leslie Wolfolk, who is part of the team. And she's got decorating background. If you're looking for a particular design or theme, to furnish your home from one end to the other. It's a place where you can get interest-free financing with a Synchrony Luxury account if you spend $1,000 or more. And it's also a place where you can save on sales tax because it's outside Montgomery and it's 8.25 and not 10. Now, there's a whole bunch of good reasons to consider including them the next time you're shopping for furniture. If you like a preview, visit them online at ShopKyser, that's ShopKYSER.com. And please mention to Stella and Leslie that you heard about them here on Newstalk 93.1 FM. All right, you can wake up in the back now. He's taking his seat.
All hail Jay. All hail Jay. All hail Jay.
Thank you, my shrouded ones.
Shrouded ones. I hear Facebook is bringing back the poke.
Really?
Oh, is that right?
Why? We never used it when it was here.
Well, when I used it, and somebody got mad at me and said, stop poking me. You act like I'm actually sticking my finger into your belly button trying to tickle you. So I stopped using
it. You remember they disabled it for the queen on her Facebook page?
Oh, they didn't want to...
Yeah, that's... God, wow, that's going back.
Too many people wanted to poke the queen? Was that what that was all about?
Probably because it was she was there, and it's just like you could just spam it.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
Which is what they should implement is just a, you know, one poke a week. I don't know.
Florida Sheriff's Office poked fun at somebody who put a for sale sign on one of their vehicles. And they said they were very disappointed in the minimal interest in this beautiful car.
No, they got no calls about it.
Exactly. You know, this is indicative because we hear this big buzz about something and everybody's into it, right? Pickleball comes to mind. And they did a survey and it would seem like this is what everybody's doing, but it's not true. In fact, over half the people surveyed say they know nothing at all about pickleball, and that includes 60% of senior citizens.
No, I don't know anything about it either. I mean,
where do you go to play it?
I don't know.
Where's the nearest pickleball? Siri.
I mean, you can use any kind of tennis court, right?
I don't know. I thought the court for pickleball was shorter, but I may be wrong about that.
Well, I would still think you'd be able to use a tennis court. The boundaries may be different. You could, because of the way it's lined off, that you could.
Why do they call
it
pickleball?
Is it like a name somebody came up with? I really don't think it has anything to do with pickles.
I think of a dill pickle, average size. You can't hit that thing straight. Does the ball take funny bounces? I don't know.
Let's see. Why is it called that?
Yeah, why is it called pickleball?
Joel Pritchard's wife, Joan, started to call their game pickleball because, end quote, the combination of different sports reminded me of the pickle boat in Crew, where oarsmen were chosen from the leftovers of other boats. Well, that sounds a little too highbrow for me, Joan Pritchard. But according to Barney McCullum, they named the game after Pritchard's dog, who was, as you might have guessed it, and then it cuts off because it doesn't fill the rest.
Name Pickle, probably.
Yeah, I would think.
Yeah, his name was Pickles.
Well, because I don't want to feel... I'm glad to see this because I don't want to feel out of it because I'm not playing pickleball.
Yeah, nor am I.
I'm still participating in the oldest sport in the world.
What is that?
But it's been around since 1965.
Pickleball?
1965? Yeah. Well, and we're only hearing about it now.
Wow.
Why is it just a big deal now?
I don't know. Somebody caught wind of it and said we're going to do it. I guess. I don't know.
Weird. All right. Let's get at 621, 1819 News coming up the timeline for the 21st of March already.
News is brought to you by Budget Floors and More, your new best friend.
1819 News.
Governor Ivey has signed into law the anti-ballot trafficking legislation. Ivey wasted no time in approving the measure, saying there will be no funny business in Alabama's elections. The new state law would make it a crime for third parties to pay for the collection, distribution, or pre-filling of absentee ballots or absentee ballot applications. Those with disabilities are free to get help and assistance in filling out their absentee ballots with a person of their choosing. Alabama Secretary of State Wes Allen says this new law is a victory for Alabama elections, and he praised the governor for signing the bill. He also praised State Senator Garland Gudger and State Representative Jamie Keel for championing the bill through the legislative process and thus protecting the votes of Alabama citizens. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Covenant Grassroots Group seeks to directly support organizations and agencies that are fighting the global battle against human trafficking. They do this through funding, procuring, and advocating. You can go to covenantrescue.org for further details. They need your donations, guys. Hop on and donate.
A man dies as a result of electrocution in Jefferson County. Sheriff's deputies say that the man was taking wires from an electrical box at the Woodside Condominiums when the electrocution happened. Police believe that the man did not realize the power lines were active due to the property being vacant. Crafters are learning this week that Joann Fabrics has filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy. The company says that they hope to emerge from bankruptcy by the end of next month. After that, the company will likely be privately owned rather than have shares placed on the stock exchange. The Ohio-based store has 800 stores throughout the nation and have seen a reduction of customers using discretionary spending money in this current economy, as well as a discontinuation of hobbies that were started during the COVID crisis. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
Luxury car prices and payments have hit an all-time high. But at Lexus of Montgomery, we have every new Lexus model in stock with low APR financing to save you thousands. Right now, take advantage of as low as 3.99% APR financing on your favorite new Lexus. You don't have to pay more to get the luxury vehicle you want. Pay less at Lexus of Montgomery. You deserve to drive a Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery.
Financing up to 36 months is $29.52 per 1,000 financed. With approved credit, ends 4/1/24.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system and provide the specially tailored care that veterans need.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
What time is it?
625.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
A new trendy racket game, ping pong battles and old people. It's like tennis, but it's lame. The kids all complain 'cause the seniors play in the park by the school.
The original Miley song that that's based on?
Wrecking Ball?
Wrecking Ball.
Yeah.
But we've got at least four different versions of that because we have Pickleball and we have Butterball for Thanksgiving.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's probably some more.
Yeah. No doubt. The never-ending attack at 626 on boomers. I admit, I'm one.
Yeah, I am one, too.
And here's the interesting thing. Because on one hand, it makes sense, and on the other, it doesn't. The United States has dropped again in global happiness ranking.
Yeah, we're at number 28 now.
And maybe it's because the media does nothing all day but tell us how much this country sucks.
Yeah.
So up yours, okay? We were, at least boomers were raised with some sense of appreciation for the history here and the opportunity here and all the great things that America's done. It's not perfect. We have certainly improved. So the one group in this survey on American happiness that's still happy is boomers.
Well, that's because you have all the money.
It's ridiculous. And like everything else, we have a song for the occasion. Join it, won't you?
If you're happy and a boomer, clap your hands. Got a pension and your house is all paid off. If you bought it in the 80s, then the prices got inflated. Sitting pretty in retirement playing golf. If you're happy and you're Gen X, clap your hands. If you're a millennial who can afford a high interest rate mortgage, clap your hands. If you're Gen Y or Z, someday you'll have money when you inherit it from your mom and dad.
You know, another reason why I'm not feeling a whole lot of sympathy. In fact, the biggest decrease in well-being was among people under 30. Here's a suggestion. Next time, be more careful. Instead of voting with your feelings, vote with your frickin' brain. Learn how to think critically and take a look at the people you're voting for. Because the people that are destroying your life are named AOC and Joe Biden and a whole bunch of others. It's like David Blackman. He's my buddy, sidekicks with me twice a week in the afternoon.
Sure.
And he's an energy expert. He spent 40 years in the business. He writes, God, for everybody, the Daily Caller, Forbes. He's got a great reputation in that business. And it's obvious to him through the contacts and resources that we are light years away from being ready for electric cars that are largely charged by fossil fuel, which kind of countermands the whole idea, zero emissions. And there are tens of thousands of them sitting around the country that are not going to be sold. We had a guy called the show yesterday in the afternoon who said a friend of his tried to trade in an EV, mm-hmm. and they wouldn't take it because they can't sell them.
So he couldn't.
And now Biden, instead of paying attention to what people want or even what they believe, now he's issued another one of these stupid mandates. I don't know where he gets the power to do it, but by 2032, he wants half of all vehicles to be EVs. That ain't going to happen. That is not going to happen. But they keep pushing this crap. The automakers are, losing tons of money. It's just not going to happen. Not at 50%. There'll always be, I think, a limited market for that.
How many do you think are sitting unsold?
I understand.
How many do you think?
The number goes into six figures.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
And as they sit and do nothing, they're just becoming more unsellable because they're going to be old news.
Yes.
And they haven't even been bought once.
Right.
And if you can't trade it in, here's David at 6:30. David, good morning.
Morning, guys. Yeah, I was working by a Ford dealership last week, and they had a line of EV F-150s and Mustangs sitting there at the front.
Uh-huh.
I walked by them looking. You're talking trucks that last year were selling for $70,000 and $80,000. They're now trying to sell them for under $50,000.
So obviously,
and
they're going to lose money.
Are the same thing, and they're just sitting there. They can't move them, even at almost half price.
Not surprised. I mean, it's like, so I have an EV, right? The range is whatever number they come up with, but you know that it's much higher than what you're likely to get. So where do I stop for an hour between here and New Orleans and stand there with my hand on my pump for 30 minutes waiting for the thing to recharge? And I got to recharge it again when I get there. And I don't know. Yeah. I've been there. I'm going down there for the 11th time for Easter weekend, and I still don't know where I charge an electric vehicle. I don't see any.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and of course, if you do a quick charge, you can be paying the equivalency of $17 worth of gas.
Yeah,
per gallon.
You know, the only one I've seen
quick charge an EV.
The only one I've seen in town, and of course they're closed now, is Whole Foods. had about four or five of them, but I don't know of any others. I mean, I'm sure
they shove this thing. We're not ready. We're not there. The technology is not there.
Target parking lot has them. Sam's has them.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. The tech will catch up. The tech will catch up to them. Yeah. It'll catch up eventually. I promise you it will. In our lifetime, I don't know, but it'll eventually get there.
I think if they were available at like $15,000 to $20,000, there would be a bigger market because people can afford that. But most people cannot buy a $50,000 or $60,000 car. I couldn't do it. I could jam the payment if I give up eating and a few other hobbies I have. But it's just not happening. Not yet.
I keep one away.
6:32. Let's get our first look at the roads with Skipper, and then we'll have the timeline for the 21st of March. What's happening, my friend?
Well, traffic is light to moderate around Montgomery this morning. I-65 and 85 a little busy through the interchange with an early morning traffic. Boulevards light to moderate. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka giving us the same story. We do have one little problem in Montgomery. Pike Road at Vaughn Road at the intersection. We had an accident there earlier. Moderate crash. They still are showing that as an active accident this morning, so please use caution there. We'll keep you updated. Larry Leibach, been insuring the River Region since 1988, customizing your insurance needs to the perfect plan. Live Oak Insurance, Main Street in Millbrook, 285-2881. Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Shannon, how can we let the people in Montgomery know about what Daddy does?
You mean tell people he's a foot doctor?
Yeah, a podiatrist. There's got to be a way to spread the word about the surgeries he does and stuff.
You mean like bunions and hammer toes?
Yeah, and treating heel pain, burning in the feet, and corns.
Like that time that lady had fungus in her toenails and they started looking better?
I just want people to know that my dad, Dr. Brian Keeley, can be seen without a referral, and he accepts most insurances.
You should probably give them the phone number, 265-7585.
Yeah, 265-7585.
I just said that.
Well, let's say it again.
265-7585. Maybe we should tell them our offices are in Montgomery and Greenville.
You just did.
Like us on Facebook at Greenville Foot Care. And remember, happy feet start here.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Hey, this is Mike from Owens Optical in Eastbrook. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 10 years now, and doing so has dramatically increased our business. The sales and production staff are some of the best I've ever worked with. Thanks, Blue Water, for all you do for us.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions, combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is not headline news. Finland was named the happiest country in the world, probably because last year the government passed a ban on playing Morrissey. Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger are working on a new movie. It's the comedy pairing of the decade, responded the 1990s. High schools are bringing back shop class. Shop teachers give the move two thumbs up. Well, they would if they still had thumbs. Bill Belichick is writing a book based on what we know about Bill. The book jacket won't have sleeves. And a new study claims that money is addictive. Read more about it in the new issue of Problems Morning Radio Hosts Don't Need to Worry About. This is not headline news.
At 6:38 with the timeline for the 21st of March, your host, Rich Thomas.
286 days are left of this year. Good morning. National Credit Card Reduction Day. Boy, I'll tell you what, when I was much younger, I had a lot of credit cards, and it took forever to get out of that. But
when I was in my 20s,
it's such a good feeling to get rid of them, though.
Yeah. Well, especially when you have expensive bad habits, like in the early 80s.
Yeah.
Stupid, man.
Yeah. So
I had to go to one of those services where they cut up all my cards, and my employer, the RKO Radio Network, deducted money from my check so I could pay them off.
Oh,
I came out of it with good credit again. So
yeah, good deal. So this is National Flower Day, as we already found out. It's also Crunchy Taco Day. Crunchy Taco, yeah. Well, you know, I think I like crunchy tacos better than I like the softer ones.
I haven't had a taco in ages.
Well, I'm not a big taco guy. And I'm not a big Mexican guy, but as far as Mexican food goes. National French Bread Day, sure.
Yeah.
World Poetry Day. I wish I was a better poet, but I'm not.
I really find it ironic on National French Bread Day that it's kind of chilly outside.
I'm freezing my baguettes off.
See what I did there?
Yes. Oh, this is the birthday of composer Johann Sebastian Bach.
Bach.
1871, Stanley begins his search for Livingston. Henry Morton Stanley begins his famous search through Africa for the missing British explorer, Dr. David Livingston. When he entered a village on October 27th, flying an American flag over the village, he walked over there and spotted a white man with a gray beard, and he said the famous line, "Dr. Livingston, I presume?" No, it really was.
That would be kind of disheartening going through all of that travel. Yeah. You see this guy with a gray beard. Dr. Livingston, I presume?
No.
Very defeating.
1891, the family feud between the Hatfields and the McCoys ended with a marriage. The feud started in 1862 over the attempted elopement of one of the Hatfields to Rosanna McCoy. It went on for years. 1952, could be history's first rock and roll concert, happened in Cleveland, based on a radio station, local radio station, WJW. Tickets selling out in a single day. Thousands of teenagers show up hours before showtime, lining up at the Cleveland Arena on a chilly Friday night to attend a major rock concert. No one had ever heard of a rock concert. It was the Moondog Coronation Ball held in Cleveland on this date. And, of course, that was Alan Freed, the guy who...
Who performed it then?
Who performed it? You know what? I should have done
What's the name of it again? I'll look it up.
It's called the Moondog Coronation Ball. in Cleveland.
Dog
Coronation
Ball.
First rock show ever in Cleveland, Ohio.
March 21st, 1952, right?
Yeah. Cleveland Arena. Yeah.
Boondog Coronation Ball, Cleveland Arena, Friday night, March 21st. Paul Williams.
Oh.
Tiny Grimes. The Dominoes.
Okay.
Danny Cobb. Who else we got here? Many others.
Many others. One of my favorites from that era.
Yeah. Veretta Dillard.
Wow.
The Moondog Radio Show with Alan Freed in person.
Yeah, from WJW.
The music of many others has really stood the test of time.
Yeah, it has. Broadcast over WJW direct from the ball.
Oh, wow. Even on 8:50 a.m. How about that?
The most terrible ball of them all is how they're promoting that. Advanced ticket sales, $1.50. At the door, $1.75.
Highway robbery.
Tickets are on sale now in Cleveland at Record Rendezvous.
Oh.
I saw Bob Seger in concert for $2. $2.
Is that right?
General admission.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. It started at 10 p.m.
Jeez.
But,
I know, right?
Somebody will call us. Somebody will know how much those big band shows cost. They were dirt cheap here in town with big names, you know. Gosh, you know, I don't know how they did it. 1956, Elvis Presley appeared at the 4,000-seat YMCA Gymnasium in Lexington, North Carolina. Tickets for that one. $1 for general admission, $1.50 for reserve seats for Elvis Presley.
There are probably a few naysayers in the crowd saying, he's going to walk out of here with about $500. That's ridiculous money for a singer.
1963, Alcatraz closes its doors. The famous The Rock. Its peak period was in the 50s, America's Devil's Island. It housed over 200 inmates. At the maximum security facility, it remains an icon of American prisons for its harsh conditions and its record for being inescapable. And they said one of the worst things about it is, if you were an inmate, you could look out over the bay and see that beautiful city, and it was just torture.
Well, some tried to get there.
Yeah.
I didn't find a price, but I did find one of the shows for the Big Bam All-Star Spring Show that took place on April 8th, 1967 at Garrett Coliseum.
April 8th, wow.
The rundown on this one?
Yeah.
Blues Magoos.
Mm-hmm.
Lou Christie.
Wow.
The Buckinghams.
Yeah.
Not bad.
This is all in one night. The Casinos, the Electric Prunes, the Royal Guardsmen.
Yes.
Holy crap.
The Turtles and Tommy James and the Shondells.
Yeah, I mean...
And it probably cost you $1 to get in.
Man, that's ridiculous.
At that concrete monstrosity called Garrett Coliseum.
Wow.
1964, Beatles song peaks at number one. She Loves You, Yeah, Yeah, Yeah. 1965, Martin Luther King led 3,000 civil rights demonstrators on that 54-mile march. This is the day from Selma to Montgomery. To demand voting rights for blacks. Happened on this date. The march had 25,000 people that joined. Now our song of the day.
I know you're still doing this. I'm sorry. I found a picture of the Garrett Coliseum during one of the Big Bam shows. I've never seen it that full.
Oh, wow.
I've never seen the Coliseum that full. That was from one of the 1960s shows.
When we had Sticks out there.
Sticks!
The band I used to work with.
And... The sound would reverberate off that concrete, and it sounded just horrendous.
Man, there's some really good stuff. I found something called primemontgomery.com.
Oh, yeah?
It's got this on here. So,
yeah. Oh, send me that link. I will definitely see that.
4-minute warning.
Okay, Dan. Our song of the day comes from American rock band that had so many iconic hits back in the 60s and 70s. In fact... We recently played Midnight Confession from them. Of course, I'm talking about Grassroots, Los Angeles, California. And credit to Lou Adler for finding these boys. Classic voice of lead singer Rob Grill. This is one of their best. 1967. It's the year for Let's Live for Today.
When I think of all the worries people seem to find and how they're in a hurry to complicate their minds by chasing after money and dreams that can't come true. I'm glad that we are different, we've better things to do. May others plan their future, I'm busy loving you. 1, 2, 3, 4.
we don't have more time for it to fade it, yeah.
It's a great song. Jay, if you move in, I can open the show with it tomorrow.
1970, Earth Day took place for the first time. You guessed it, happened in San Francisco, honoring one of my favorite planets, Earth. Also on that day, 1970, ABC by the Jackson 5 was released. DC is 1, 2, 3, you know. The song was their second hit and the second to go to number one. 44 years ago, 1980, President Jimmy Carter announced the U.S. Olympic team would boycott the 1980 Summer Games in Moscow. Also on that same day in 1980, famous Dallas cliffhanger airs. J.R. Ewing, the character millions love to hate on television, on Dallas, shot by an unknown assailant. The shooting made the series episode of one of the most famous cliffhangers and inspired the widespread media coverage of who shot J.R.
That's one of those things I had to pretend to care about when it was, because you had to do it then.
Yeah, of course. And it was the most unlikely person, too, a minor character.
Yeah.
1981, REO Speedwagon, number one with Keep On Loving You. By the group's first top 40 hit and first number one. 1984, a portion of Central Park was renamed Strawberry Fields in honor of John Lennon. 89, Dick Clark announced he was stepping down as host of American Bandstand after 33 years. 89, also, Sports Illustrated reported allegations that Pete Rose bet on baseball.
No.
94, Michael Jordan cut from the Chicago White Sox roster and sent to the minors. He was sent down to Birmingham.
Right.
95, News Radio premieres on NBC. 2004, a poll named Ozzy Osbourne the nation's favorite ambassador to welcome aliens to Earth. Now birthdays.
That would send it right back.
Now birthdays. Matthew Broderick is 62. Rosie O'Donnell, 62.
Yeah.
Gary Oldman, 66. Rose Stone from Sly and the Family Stone is 79. Timothy Dalton, 78. 18 days away from the big eclipse. Biscuit's home opener is the next day. 19 days till Easter Sunday and 53 days until Mother's Day. That is your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas at 648 here.
Rich Thomas Weather brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Should be a comfortable day today with a limited sunshine, with the sun refracting through those high clouds. High today, 76. Dry through the evening hours tonight. Risk of scattered showers developing in the overnight hours, low 55. Showers and thunderstorms Friday and Friday night, most numerous in the afternoon and into the nighttime hours, with a high of 64 on Friday. Small risk of a leftover shower Saturday morning, but improvement by Saturday afternoon. High upper 60s to around 70. And then Sunday, it looks like a nice day. High in the lower 70s with sunshine. We're dry Monday, but more showers and storms Monday night into Tuesday. Right now, clear skies, calm winds. It's 45 at 649.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Spring is time for clearing and cleaning. Time to clean out your shed, too. Let go of old, outdated equipment holding you back and visit Capital Tractor to see your property's full potential. Powering Alabama, Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
More Big Band memories coming up from Skipper right now. SRN News replay at 650.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Secretary of State Blinken says the gaps are narrowing in indirect negotiations between Israel and Hamas over another ceasefire and hostage release. Blinken is now on his sixth visit to the region since the start of the Israel-Hamas war. He's in Egypt today before traveling to Israel tomorrow. A search continues in Idaho for a white supremacist prison inmate and an accomplice after the accomplice fired at police officers outside a Boise hospital. Shohei Ohtani's interpreter and close friend has been fired by the Los Angeles Dodgers. This following allegations of illegal gambling and theft from the Japanese baseball star. The interpreter was let go from the team following reports from the LA Times and ESPN about his alleged ties to an illegal bookmaker and massive theft. This is SRN News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. And maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that's huge, but It's also true people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. See what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
So far, it is a typical Thursday morning around the River Region. We've got light to mostly moderate traffic, I-65 and 85 through the interchange in downtown Montgomery. Boulevards are light to moderate. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka beginning to wake up, put more cars out on the road. Had an accident last hour, Pike Road at Vaughn Road. They are possibly still on the scene there working that accident this morning. Please use caution. Buckle up, drive carefully. We're going to keep you updated throughout the day on traffic. When you need the best equipment, Thompson Tractor has everything from compact construction to heavy-duty machines. With over 65 years of service, Thompson Tractor's on Highway 80 off I-85. Wendell Jace, Skywatch Traffic.
Days are longer, and our prices are lower at Cafco's Spring Open House. This week, join us daily for door prices and the best sale of the season on all your favorites like home decor, floral supplies, gift items, and more. Refreshments served Thursday through Saturday. Don't miss our designer demos Saturday, March 23rd at 1 p.m. Shop our sale more than once for daily deals and surprises throughout the store. Cafco's Spring Open House Sale this week, 9 till 5, located on the Wetumpka Highway.
The Harriet 2 Riverboat has the perfect way to start your weekend each Friday with the Spring Dinner Cruise. Enjoy live entertainment as you dine on a delicious, family-friendly dinner. Add your favorite beverage from the cash bar and dance the night away cruising the Alabama River. Get your family together and make it a family tradition. Boarding starts at 6:30 and cruise starts at 7. Book your cruise on the Harriet 2 now at funinmontgomery.com.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
There's no business in show business to live events. We can't go.
Cut. We're going to do something a little different.
Okay.
Than what I originally planned. Because we were talking about those big BAM shows.
Yeah.
And Skipper sent a note. When I worked at WBAM on the Troy Highway before Bluewater, we found a poster in the basement. The Who and Frigid Pink at the Montgomery Speedway.
Yeah.
That Speedway, I did a remote there like very early on.
Been a while, been around.
I don't even remember what it was for, but it was money, so I took the gig,
right? Yeah, of course.
Tickets are $2 for The Who and Frigid Pink, so let's have a contest.
Who's ready?
Who's ready?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
Oh, the theme song is done. All right, who can name the hit that put Frigid Pink on the charts?
Oh, yeah.
Just name the song, 272-9228. We have a $20 Seafood Bistro gift card to give away. And we don't do enough for our early listeners. And it's one of our strongest hours of the day on the station. People are up between 6 and 7.
Yep.
So who can name the song that made frigid pink a thing. 272-9228. This is risky business here. I could be playing with my pickleball for a couple of minutes. But they did have one song that charted.
I think it was an Atco Records.
Atco.
Yeah, with that yellow and white.
Yeah.
Label?
$20 Seafood Bistro gift card. Name the song that put Frigid Pink in concert with The Who.
Somebody's going to Google it. I would think. I guess it can be Googled. I'm not sure.
No, I was going to give a hint, but I won't.
I'm not familiar with that. I have no idea who Frigid... I've never heard of Frigid
Pink. Most people would not, but I am hoping somebody out there who is into classic rock would know this one song, and I'm going to wait. We'll talk about Dodgers baseball until...
I was going to say, we just keep going until...
Dodgers are making a comeback, by the way. It's 9-6.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, it's on the screen behind you. Yeah. So you're good to go.
272-9228. Just name that tune. And I suppose I can...
okay.
Pick through a couple of things here.
Do you have it queued up to where I can hear it? Whenever we get it.
All right, I can give you... Yeah,
Wendell just got it right.
All right, there we go.
All right, I think we have a caller. Can we have your name, please?
Jason.
Hey, Jason. How are you, Jason?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. You want to go to the Seafood Bistro with a $20 head start? Can you tell us the name of the Frigid Pink hit?
House of the Rising Sun.
You're a winner.
You know what I thought it was?
Yeah.
You Keep Me Hanging On.
No, that was Vanilla Fudge.
Oh, Vanilla Fudge.
You got your colors wrong.
I got my colors wrong.
Good work, Jason. Jay's going to get some information from you. And yeah, this in the late 60s. And it's really a good version of the song is kind of not electric.
I'll get to you in a minute, Jason. I want to hear this.
They look like hippies. I love the guitar riff, though. It's good. Whatever became a Frigid Pink.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're on Wikipedia.
Apparently they were doing a bunch of covers.
Wendell, who never makes a mistake on music, made the same mistake I did.
No, you're thinking of Vanilla Fudge with You Keep Me Hanging On.
Keep Me Hanging On, yeah.
Want to hear that? I'll do anything to avoid the news, so, you know, we can